I did first come to Alaska to go mountain climbing, and I had to put in an application to this place that I knew very little about. I saw a picture of it in the catalog, and it had spruce trees around. I said, that looks like a nice place. Anyway, I was down mountain climbing in McKinley Park, and they thought my application was interesting. In those days, this was the height of the IGY. They needed people. And so I'm told they sent Giancarlo Rumi, who was a professor here, down to McKinley Park to interview me. But, of course, we didn't meet because I wasn't there. It was out in the mountains. But anyway, when I came here, it was really a fun place. There were probably about 300 students, I believe, in those days. Maybe 3 or 4, about like that. So everyone essentially knew everybody. The Institute was down in a central place, and we worked very hard. That group of students, we were under several professors. One was Leif Overin, who insisted that we do a lot of homework and spend, if we went to bed before 3 o'clock, we were slacking off, you know. Anyway, there were, in the midst of all this hard work, there were a lot of practical jokes and things that went on. You mentioned that April 1st was Chris Elvey's birthday. I guess the year before I came there, they presented him a bath mat out of falsies that was that. And that led to another series of practical jokes, sort of. When it was Valentine's Day, there were 3 of us bachelors here, and a couple of the ladies who were here thought that we needed some Valentine's. So they made about 100 of them, wrote them all floored out, and put them around in various places for people to find. And so that was sort of amusing. I wasn't terribly embarrassed, but we thought we would get back at those 2 ladies, one of whom was Jean Hume, who was the librarian in those days, librarian. Anyway, we got one of these falsies that had been used as the model and put a nice heart right on the center of it. And she and another lady, we thought we would get them. So they were the ones responsible for it. So we stuck this falsie down this fur coat that the one lady had just bought.